last track was Cheaper by the Dozen with Steve Martin. That is a track that is fun for the whole family. It is also a band called Stabat Mater, coming somewhere out of Hungary. I believe they live in a hut with a witch. This next track is going to be called Shambolar. Thank you for joining us today on A Slew of Seize Sounds. Filling in for Mantis Cabinet, this is CITR 101.9 FM. Join us today at CITR.ca to download our playlists on audio podcasts. Thank you for joining us.
This is The Rib. I am Robin, your host, and welcome back. It's been a couple of weeks. I hope you guys all had a really good holiday. And I know I did. I spent some time doing the Alberta tour. It was awesome. Got to hang out on a farm and experience some real cold. Today's show is going to be a little different. I'm doing an interview with Redrick Sultan, who are sitting here trying to organize themselves, and I'm trying to organize myself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of their tracks. Actually, do you guys have like a... Okay, I'm going to play Crazy Legs, which is the second track on their new album. It's self-titled. When did this come out?
April, I think.
April, okay. April 2010. Here's Crazy Legs by Redrick Sultan, and we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
to touch. Oh, well, it's to me what did I buy these crazy legs? So mighty elegant, the heads is not gonna run.
Okay. So that was Crazy Legs by Redrick Sultan on their new self-titled album. And I got two members of the band in here today. Do you guys want to... You can introduce yourselves.
Hello. Hello. Oh, can you hear me? I can't hear me. I'm Spencer. I play guitar.
I'm Jared. I play drums.
Awesome. And we're missing...
Angus, who plays sax,
and Noah,
who plays bass.
Okay. Is Noah the one with the long hair?
Actually, right now he has really short hair. I used to have really long hair.
Oh, okay.
But it's shorter now.
I saw a couple videos earlier today. I was, like, looking at some stuff.
Yeah, I'm probably the long hair guy.
Okay.
But we've all had long hair at one point.
Okay, I see. Yeah, this is the hair episode. cool. Well, before we get started, I have no idea really anything about your band. I hadn't really heard anything until a week or two ago. So how did you guys get started? Like, how long have you been playing together? That kind of thing. Let me know some more about that.
Well, let's see. We're all about 21 now, and we've been playing together since we were about 14. We met in grade 8, I think.
That's awesome.
And we just started a band, me and the bass player and another guy. And we were like, we need a drummer. And then so Jared's like, I play drums. And then we started jamming. And then we went through lots of different lineup changes over the years. Some people came, some people went. And one day we wanted a sax player. So we knew Angus played sax in the concert band. So we're like, hey, Angus, come jam with us. And he did.
And this is all in high school?
Yeah.
So the lineup you have now, you guys have had for a while.
All four of us have been in the band for about 4 or 5 years, but we had a clarinet player and a different bass player for a while.
Okay.
But for different reasons,
cool,
they're not there anymore.
Awesome. And I don't know, it's always so hard to like describe what kind of music you play. So do you guys get those questions? Like, so, like, what do you play? And you're like, and then you have, like, this, like, five-word descriptive
thing. Yeah, very much.
Yeah, so can you do that?
We've been working on it.
Yeah, we've had a while. We usually go with, it's a sort of experimental progressive rock mixed with jazz and funk.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's kind of where we've had it down to.
I think I got that, especially, and with the sax in there, too, it's, yeah.
Yeah. People usually compare us to Frank Zappa or King Crimson or Mr. Bungle.
Mr. Bungle, yeah.
And so...
For sure.
That seems to be what people say.
Cool. And I want to plug this several times through the show, through the hour, because you guys are playing a show at the Railway on Saturday.
Yep, this Saturday.
What time, what's cover, who are you playing with?
It's a $10 cover, I believe. Yes, $10. And it's, I think the first band starts at 9:15. We're on at 11:15. There's, joining us on the evening is Stolen Organ Family Band, which are very fun. They're a duo. They have guitar and keyboards and stuff. It's good. The drummer plays on a...
Suitcase?
Yeah, suitcase.
Also
Lemming Dynasty, which is 3/4 of the band Ninja Spy, and they're really cool. They're from Porcupellum, just like us. And the other band is Elephant Train.
There's four bands.
Yes, four bands.
So are you guys last or second last?
We are second last.
Yeah.
So we'll be playing for about an hour or so.
So the first band is Suitcase.
Yeah, Suitcase Band.
I think I might have seen them before.
They're pretty cool. They're pretty outlandish.
Yeah. Wow, this is going to be exciting.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, cool. The Railway Club is really fun. I noticed recently they changed their... You know how they have, like, a hot nuts vendor?
Yeah, yeah.
They used to have that. Now they have this thing that dispenses cans of olives and, like, you know, like, the weirdest things. It's really hilarious.
Absurd.
It's so weird. But, yeah, maybe we'll play another track?
Sure.
Let's play another one of your, another one of yours before we get into the other stuff. So, what do you think?
How about time travel?
Oh,
what do you think?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is, well, it's time travel slash, but we are we.
Yeah, you know, I think I played this on the show before, but we're going to play it again because this one's great. Okay, so this is Redrick Sultan. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Rib on CITR. Okay, we are having some technical difficulties. I hope you listeners remembered our fun drive, which happened only a little while ago, where we raised almost 30 grand to improve our radio station, and things like this, that's where the money is going towards. So here is time travel again.
We are.
Okay. Welcome back. You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. And I am in the studio with Redrick Seltan. We are doing an interview. Also, I want to mention, if you like what you just heard, well, it's them. That was Time Travel, and they are playing at the Railway Club this Saturday with three other bands that sound pretty entertaining, and you should go. Well, so, I just wanted to ask you, actually, how do you guys write your songs and write your pieces? Because it's a really interesting process.
Some of them are quite written by an individual member. Like the one that was just played, the first minute of it was like a math formula, I guess, that I put to notes, kind of to, and that was the time travel part. And then the other second half of the song, or the other 6 minutes of it, was by the bass player. He kind of, I don't know, he just wrote it on his own.
And does he write, I mean, obviously you write your solo.
It was actually improvised.
Right.
It was the solo at the end was, well, he just did that on his own. And then we put a bunch of weird electronic stuff on top
of it.
But when you write, like you, when you write your part, or you, when you write a part of the songs, mm-hmm. Do you write everyone's part mostly, or like do you just like, I want it more like this kind
of
thing?
Usually like that. I have a lot of freedom. My parts are rarely written out, so I just get to do what I think fits, and then they'll tell me if they think it fits too.
Well, no one, we've never written a drum part for them, but I guess we kind of have different categories of songs. Some that were written just by, like that one was just like, Noah had a program called Guitar Pro, I think, and he just like wrote everyone's part on it. It was originally meant for bass, guitar, like bass guitar and normal guitar, sax and clarinet and vocals. And then that was at the time we had a clarinet player in the band, but he was no longer in the band. And then we no longer had bass player and Noah. So he played it on bass synth and Rhodes piano. And then we somehow, I think we might have ditched the clarinet part, I don't know. And then there's other songs. The first song that you played earlier was just written with the three of us, or the four of us, just jamming out and putting together parts.
Yeah. So, and you improvise the solo, and you guys improv in your music a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite a bit, depending on the song. We'll usually have different sections that we have more freedom, and sometimes it'll just be like from between two songs at a live show, I'll just improv into the next song, see what happens.
That's cool. And that's a skill. To like steer an improv.
Yeah, I think it
helps that we've known each other for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've played with each other for so long.
You know how you play. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
because we've had a lot of rough outings, like a lot of
just bad shows,
just really bad shows. There was a particular time where we were just getting into free jazz and stuff around Vancouver, and we played some shows that were like, I don't know, looking back, they were pretty questionable.
Just like wrong venue or?
Just like a little venue in Poco, but we just like the whole shit, we were trying out new ideas. So we played some of these songs that we had already written, but we played and we're like, okay, anyone can go into any part at any time they want. And we won't have vocals and we'll just go for it. And there were a couple shows that were
pretty. And the sound was really bad that show too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a couple. So we stopped playing together for about 2 years after that. And then.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
My gosh.
But luckily we got back together and decided, okay, let's figure out how we combine our songs with our love of improvising.
And now it's a good story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's funny looking back on it.
2 years is a long time.
It was kind of hard to get people to come back out to our shows after that. Because it's like,
promise
we don't suck.
That's so funny.
It's fun.
What was your best ever show? Let's bring it around to the other side. So far.
I don't know. The last show at the Railway was really fun. Like,
was that in the summer?
Yeah, that was late August. We had a lot of our we had a lot of our regular friends and fans kind of come out, and then we also had a bunch of people from there who we didn't know before,
like into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The whole show was just a real, real fun time, and the sound was great there, so it was a lot of fun to play. It was probably one of the most fun to play shows, and then we also had one of the best crowds that we'd had, so I don't know, that one stands out to me, but there have been others. There have been a lot of others, too. That we had, our CD release was really fun. We played a couple of songs with my girlfriend and played a couple of songs with an old singer of ours. That was really fun.
Cool.
So
a lot of the songs that you have on the CD, you've been playing together for ages now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a lot of new stuff coming up? Are you sort of gearing up for a new album right now?
Yeah, we're struggling with recording at the moment.
Oh, you're actually recording already? Like, you have an album's worth of music?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the hardest part done, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Maybe?
we're trying to record ourselves. We record the other album ourselves, and there's a lot of things that we'd... Well, not... I don't know. We know there's things that we can do better. we're working on... We're just trying to maximize quality while being able to do it ourselves in our own pace and whatnot.
Yeah.
So...
Are you doing this, like, out of your house, like, recording?
The bass player, Noah, has a... his father has a backyard studio because he's really into music, and he plays in a band called Jesus Chrysler. So we play in his studio, kind of, and we can record there. That's where we record that, the first album. And we're just... Yeah, so we...
That's awesome.
There, and then also my house, I have a room that it works pretty well for some instruments.
Oh, good. That's great. That's a good setup.
Yeah.
Can we play something from the CD of influential music towards the band? Okay, yeah. So what do you want to play from that?
It's all good.
Maybe we could go with...
whatever the first song is.
Or Knots, maybe. There's this... I know that for Noah, at least, at least it sounds like to me... A lot of the songs that he wrote that were kind of just him writing seemed to be quite influenced by the band Gentle Giant. A lot of stuff like with the different instruments kind of cutting in and out stuff. So maybe track 3 on that would be good. Knots.
For sure. And before we listen to this, this is Knots by Gentle Giant?
Yes.
Okay, before we throw this on, I'm just going to do a little promo and then we're up.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
All in all, each man in all men and
all men.
She thinks he is making me feel guilty.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on Howe Concert Series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on Howe Facebook group for all the info. Waves on Howe is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on Howe Concert Series.
When life begins.
All right, folks, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Robin, your host, and I am in the studio with Redrick Sultan. Just talking about their band and letting you guys know they're playing at the Railway Club this Saturday. You should definitely go check that out. So, I don't even know. You guys sound like you are pretty proficient at your instruments. We were talking earlier about musical training. So you guys have done at least 1 year at CAP.
Yes, one at least 1 year each.
At least 1 year each. Collectively, you probably have one degree.
Missing all the academic courses, but actually, no. Noah has a bunch of math courses, so yes, maybe we do.
And we almost have an English course.
Almost.
1.5. We couldn't be bothered to do the final exam.
Instead, we played video games.
That's how it goes.
So you sacrifice music school for music.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I think that happens a lot.
I hope so.
I hope so.
I really do.
Yeah. And you guys are working on your new album. Are you guys going to do any touring coming up?
Yes. We're planning for an American tour by summer. But who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're trying to do the whole find bands in cities and message them in venues and stuff. And
yep.
So far, it's going pretty good.
That's good.
We're aiming for maybe June or July leave and go all over America and go to Eastern Canada again. Am I talking loud enough?
Yep.
All right, good.
There's a knob down there, too, you can turn up if
okay.
you need.
I just wasn't sure. I could hear you, too. Really.
Good.
Anyways, sorry.
Yeah, okay. And how did your tour go? You guys were doing a tour of Alberta and BC. How'd that go?
It went quite good.
Was that recently? That was in the fall?
Early September.
Oh, okay.
That went pretty good. We also toured to Montreal in May, and that went well as well.
Did you play in, like, more than one venue in the city?
Yeah.
I think we played two. We planned three, but no one was at the third venue the night we were supposed to play.
Like, it was locked.
Oh, no.
It was, yeah.
Oh.
It was all right. We didn't really want to play that night.
We wanted to leave.
Yeah. Montreal's fun, though.
Yeah.
How long were you guys there for?
5 days, maybe? 4 days? I think we had two shows and two nights off.
Yep.
Not sure.
That's cool. That's a good city for...
Bagels.
For bagels. For bagels,
it was.
Poutine, and music.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, we caught one live show there, and it was really cool.
Yeah.
We saw a band. That was good.
Bad Uncle?
Yeah, they were cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah, they have good venues. I think that's the thing. Like, Vancouver has a few, like a handful of good venues, but it's struggling, I think.
There's a lot of venues here, but maybe not all of them are... I don't know. I haven't enjoyed a lot of them.
I guess a good sound is maybe an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there are people who are willing to, like, host bands.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe they don't have a good system.
Yeah, I don't know. And it seems most sound guys just want to pump everything up really loud to the point where it's just a big mush. And
yeah, I know. I wear earplugs at almost every concert now.
Yeah, I don't I don't want to. But
is that necessary? Yeah,
they make us.
Weird.
Either way.
So let's play another from your album. And are there any, like, weird stories about any of the tracks that you have?
Probably.
Let's see. Lust and Happy Days were both recorded at the Backstage Lounge on a Zoom, on just, like, a little portable recorder.
Those things are amazing.
Yeah.
They're affordable.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't get paid to advertise for them, so... But, yeah.
So
they're live.
They are. They're interesting.
Should we play one of them?
Sure.
Sure?
You can play it later if you want.
Okay.
What's another interesting story?
Northern Gold.
I like the titles.
Northern...
Omelette in the Ceiling, Giraffe Food. Sorry, Northern Gold.
Yeah, Northern Gold's a good one. That I guess it's named after. I really love this granola that's made out in Portugal, and it's called Northern Gold, and I've ate it every morning for the last 5 years. Well, not every morning, not when I'm away, or sometimes if I'm at a friend's house, I can't have it till the dinner time. But
oh my gosh.
But I've eaten it pretty much every day with yogurt for the last five years. Yeah. So that's...
Are you eating it while you play this particular...
No. That'd be interesting, though.
Just a mic?
Just the munching noise. that would be cool, but not this time.
All right, let's hear it. This is Northern Gold by Redrick Salton.
Thank you. so big. His lady's called the queen. Stand up for the man, he is the king. His word is called the law. Stand here by God. Stand up for the man, he is the king. His word is called the law. Stand here by God. Stand up for the man, he is the king. Oh, how I love the king. I wish I were the king. Stand up for the man, he is the king. Oh, how I love the king. I wish I were the king. Stand up for the man, he is the king. King, 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 king. Ah! Through the day, just like any other day. Making my way through the day, just like any other day. Making my way through the day, just like any other day.
You guys want to explain?
That was hello.
That was oh, sorry. That last song was actually King's song. We did a very poor job of labeling our songs on the back of our album. So, anyways, this next song is Northern Gold, which is about granola.
That's short. I like that. You guys have really long tracks and really short tracks.
Yeah.
It's a good mix.
We usually jam that one out. Well, we always jam that one out a lot more live. Just for the album, we decided to keep it tidy.
Yeah. That's a good idea, actually.
There's enough jamming on the album as is, I guess.
Oh, right. I wanted to ask you, where did the band name come from?
Oh, you don't remember, do you?
Is this like a 14-year-old old high school joke? They're like...
No, it was... We had been looking for names for a long time, and finally one, the bass player, Noah, just found these two names on a baby naming website and put them together. Or actually, it was Redrick Zoltan, and we were like, yeah, that works. And we used to be like a metal band, and so we were called Scarecrow, and it was that was a pretty lame name, but we needed something that would be like generic, it wouldn't imply any genre, I guess, because we did changing so much, so it kind of worked.
Yeah,
just kind of,
and
stuck.
Especially with the album cover, it's just like animals, maybe like a circus guy.
Yeah,
and I was like, at first, my first impression was like, something to do with, like, I don't know, some kind of hillbilly style. Thing. I don't know. I just was like,
That's cool.
I think it was the Redrick Sultan. I think it was actually the name.
The name?
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
But, I mean, it's like, it's awesomely misleading, you know?
Yeah, I've never thought of it like that.
And it looks so, like, I don't know, like...
Wholesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome though.
Yeah, our friend Cody Hustis, he sang in the band when we were more of a metal band. He did the artwork, and we really love his artwork. And
cool.
So we just looked through his CD or his albums and decided on that one, and he did it up for us.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. We have just over 10. Well, we have about 10 minutes. Do you want to play another one of your songs? Another song from the CD you brought in? It's up to you.
I don't know. What do you think, Jared?
Let's take... I think I'm for one of these songs, the right. Influence songs.
Do you want to... which one do you want to do? Frank Zappa or Les Claypool? How about... Or Ornette Coleman?
Les Claypool.
All right. Track 4, I guess. David McAllister by Les Claypool.
All right, here
Frog
it goes.
Brigade.
Are moving faster than my mind can comprehend. I'm David McAllister, your 10 o'clock newscaster. So call me Mr. Big Mouth, but think of me as friend. If you believe the things I tell you, I have a bridge or two to sell you. And since I've met my intake now, my liver's on the mend. David McAllister, your 10 o'clock newscaster. Good evening, and here's what's new.
Isn't Stuffly nice to live in a world where everything's exactly how it seems? We live in a world where all you have to do is sit around and dream.
Execute every word I say. I'm David McAllister, your 10 o'clock newscaster. Only 6% of America thinks that I am gay. If you believe the things I tell you, I have a bridge or two to sell you. And if you see the spider, don't spill your dirt and wait. But I'm David McAllister, your 10 o'clock newscaster. Good evening, and here's what's new.
that's exactly how I see. We live in a world that stokes you in the fire to build up steam. We live in a world where all you have to do is sit and dream.
Okay, so we're almost up to the end of the show. I just want to let you listeners know what's coming up next on CITR. We've got News 101, but actually Democracy Now! Coming up at 5. And then at 6 o'clock, Career Fast Track with Philippe. 6:30, Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert. 7:30, Exploding Head Movies with Gary. And The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at midnight. Sorry, at 9, until midnight. All right, so... one last plug, Redrick Sultan is playing this Saturday. This is the band I'm here with today at CITR. They're playing at the Railway Club. Tickets are $10. Show starts at 9:30. They're playing at 11-ish. 11-ish. Probably be like 12. 11:15. No, just So you should definitely make it out. It'll be a really entertaining show. Any last things to go out there?
Nothing in particular. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in. It was really great to meet you, and good luck with everything. Once again, you guys better be at that show. I'm going to be there. So if you want to see me face to face. And yeah, maybe, you know what? Why don't we play one more track?
Sure.
Because we started a little late, so we can fit one more in. Let's see. What's a shorter track?
Happy Days is pretty short.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And that would be...